Blog Talk Radio.
You know, singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
This podcast is about my music. You know, I've been doing music in terms of not just singing. Singing is great, performing is great, but writing. Writing became a tool for me when I was very young, when I came to Hollywood. And I didn't know nothing about the business of music. I soon found out that songwriting was so important in the business. And when I made go on stage and sing, and when I make my first demo, I became a businessman. And I was so young, I was a teenager. I wasn't even 20. So I was doing writing songs, and at the time I was, you know, my songwriting developed. I was writing rock songs and eventually pop songs, and I became at a young age a member of BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, a major song licensing organization where a lot of artists, big and small, the biggest entertainers in the world, I became a part of that, as well as ASCAP, you know, the biggest artists, you know, in the music business, as well as the songwriters, big and small. I just became a member of BMI at a young age, and I kept writing. The truth is I wrote probably thousands of songs in my lifetime. I did so many songs, and I didn't know anything about protecting my music at a young age because I was so naive. I was just a performer, you know, an artist, singer, songwriter, musician. That was it. I learned over time that, you know, when I made the demo, I had to take it to copyright office. So I'm now happy to say all my songs that I release, you know, like with my new song, Legacy Songs, and beyond, and, you know, the other CD, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 2, they are all copyrighted. And I, to own my songs is great. But as a struggling artist to get my way in the industry, I've been doing it for so many years. And, you know, I brought my songs to so many people, and they rejected it in the record industry, or people, you know, I get this every day. Oh, they say I can't sing and all that. So I, you know, the haters, and I just had to discount that. Because it's very, at first it was very painful, because when I write a song, especially sing it, it was very hard to hear all that front criticism, all the rejections, all the struggle, the lack of money. But at the end of the day, I really love to sing and write. So I pick myself up and write a song. As again, I said, I've written thousands of songs, but my BMI account has got 367 compositions. It's because a lot of those songs I lost, I did either I lost them myself because I had so much written it on paper with lyrics. I lost, or, you know, I made up songs by singing, creating a melody. I've written songs with bands, and those tapes are gone. But through it all, it's great. My songs are at BMI. I copyright all of them. I own them. Creativity is at its best. So being able to own my songs, I mean, copyright them, is a good thing. To register them at BMI was a great thing. And to protect them even further, I even added ASCAP as a publisher, because recently, you know, even despite owning my songs and creating and having fun, I can get my songs registered quickly. But it's more than that. It's just something I really enjoy doing. But I also realize the business is difficult because even though I may do this and do that, I find there's other things that I need to know about because I was a learning process. I find out that, whoa, my videos, you know, and I make videos, you know, and stuff. I find out somebody else is getting something I didn't know, so I have to say that's not good, you know. But the copyright is good. I can work with anybody in the industry if anyone asks me for my songs. I just have to be a good, honest business person to, you know, I can't deal with, you know, no sharks or no bad people. And I can't sign away my music, but I can work with somebody, you know. You know, I could do that. That's one thing I learned about singing and writing and making songs. And so publishing 101, not to sign away all my rights, because I could regret that, you know. It's part of my who I am, but I'm able to work with people and be honest, you know, share whatever. But it has to be fair. Yes, I'm not going to be, you know, somebody like, no, this can't happen. You know, I can work with people. That's my journey to make it in an industry and to be that success. One day at a time, because I've been with BMI for so many years and ASCAP for so many years. And owning my songs is great. Despite the struggle and despite all the rejections and put-downs, it's a great thing to create. It's part of the Hollywood dream. Here's a song that has been released not just recently, and I've been involved in the songwriting. It's called I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. When I say Part 2, P-A-R-T 2.